What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a hilarious video where a 15-year-old puts a bunch of modern women in their place. Before we do that, though, I'm about to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LiberDay2023 in the checkout, and you'll get 15% off site-wide. All right, let's get into this hilarious video with this 15-year-old basically about to humble a lot of older, modern women.
Level of, like, savagery that these young kids are doing.
Right.
Like, they've been watching the internet for so long.
Oh, yeah.
That they have just learned to roast from, like, the youngest age.
100%. 100%.
So I saw a clip of a 15-year-old destroying chicks on a podcast similar to, like, whatever, Fresh and Fit.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're referring
to. We're
going to
pull it up. I thought it was so funny.
I didn't know that I was going to be sitting talking to a bunch of illiterate people who don't know how to read.
You're literally 15. What do you know?
You know how to read.
Yes, I do know how to read.
Name 10 books.
Are you serious?
Yes, 100%. Name 10 books.
Well, I read Game of Thrones. I'm obsessed with, like, the Twilight series.
Wait, hold up. Did she say I read Game of Thrones? No, bitch. We all watched that shit. We didn't. You watched it like everybody else. You didn't read it.
Game of Thrones, the series?
What's the book called? It's not called Game of Thrones.
The series. Wow. So she's equating watching a TV series to actually reading the book.
She's just trying to come up with a bunch of nonsense and she can't name any actual books.
Bro, shut up, kid.
10 books.
You're changing the subject,
okay,
actually.
Three books.
Okay.
Actually, you dumb bitch. He's not changing the subject one bit.
Okay. Well, the Game of Thrones series,
not a book.
Twilight series.
I want the name
it
of
is
the
a book.
Book.
It is a book.
No, but I want the name
you
of the book.
You know what? I'll Google the book right now. Okay,
negates the point.
Let me show you the series since you don't believe me. I'll show you since you don't believe me.
The book is called The Song of Ice and Fire. Now, before you embarrass yourself by looking up the name of a book, she couldn't even actually name a single book. She doesn't know how to read. She's clearly illiterate.
Like, where do these kids come from?
It is hilarious, though.
It is so funny.
It is hilarious because she...
Yeah, let me stop before they chime in. I never read the book that Game of Thrones is from, but I would never equate watching the TV series to reading the book. And that's the thing with most movies. They come from books, but the movie title is typically not what the book title is. Unless you go off of maybe the Harry Potter books or something like that, you know, maybe those. But for the most part, a lot of these TV shows and these movies, they come from books, but the book is not the same title as the movie.
She is making a bit of a
tit
of herself. Yeah. I
think it would have gone over better if she's like, look, I'm not a big reader.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
To be honest.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that she's so insistent and she can't believe the fact that there is any possibility on this earth that he could, one, be right, because, you know, he's pointing out the fact that her life choices means that she's just basically an internet whore. She doesn't want to accept
he
that.
He was right.
And also, she doesn't want to accept the fact that someone who's younger than her could be smarter than her.
Let's look at the comments.
Yeah, that too. And also, she says something about, let me look it up on Google. because you don't believe me. It's not that we don't believe you. It's that we know you're fucking wrong, you stupid bitch.
Here we have, she's saying you're just 15 and then pulls out the reading list of a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No. She tried to bring him down for her ignorant level and beat him with experience. It failed miserably. Her t-shirt told her reality and background without even trying. That's what made it even better, is it said porn star on her shirt.
Do you think that selling your nudes online and, like, do you think the money that you make from that translates to any sort of intelligence or skill? Or do you accept the fact that you have no skill and maybe lack a lot of intelligence, which is why you had to go down that path?
That is not why I had to go down that path. I have a degree.
A degree in what?
Philosophy.
You could have become a very well-respected lawyer, had a good career. What do you think your kids are going to think when they said, oh, my mom had two options? They could have been a philosopher and a lawyer who made a lot of money, but they decided to be an online whore for 2 years. And then when they got ugly, now nobody wants to hire them anymore because they ruined their name and their reputation.
Wow. I mean, just look at her face. Let's just stop for a second. Let's just look at her face. She's cute, but it's like her whole world just dropped right in front of her when he said that. Because she sat there and said, you know what? I have to go down this path. I got a degree. Well, then why'd you go down this path? You know, and I hate when people always throw, well, you know, I got the degree. That's, you know, my backup. Well, but if you're never actually going to use the backup, it's not really a backup. You know, if you never need it, if it never actually goes through, it's not really a backup. And yeah, like, I guess she really thought about that. Like, what are you really going to tell your kids why you chose to be a online whore, as this 15-year-old just said? You know, that's the thing. Like, dang, he's 15-year-old, and he just said, why would you go tell your kids when you chose to be an online whore instead of a philosopher and a lawyer? My shit is definitely PG-13 compared to a 15-year-old.
She didn't even know what to say.
That's who the would? Thing. It's like, I would have so...
Who would when a 15-year-old tells you, hey, you know, why did you choose not to be a successful lawyer or a philosopher and decide to be a online whore? What do you say to that? I mean, if you're a dude, I mean, I guess you two thumbs up. But if you're a woman...
much more respect for these women if they could at least acknowledge the facts of their choices.
Yeah.
Like, if she could just say, like, yeah, like, you know, this is the choice I made. To me, it was more important to have money straight away, and I don't really care about working, and I don't have a good work ethic. That's why I'm not willing to go down the path of becoming a lawyer. I would go, wow, fair fucking play. Like, you lived that life.
If somebody does say it like that, that's how you address it. I mean, I can respect that. I can agree what she said. You know, because that's the thing. Everybody doesn't want, you know, to go through the process of building something. A lot of people want just quick money, fast cash, overnight success. Everybody's not trying to really go through the process of building, like when you do a podcast and you got to create content, piece of content after content after content, and you got to run ads after ads after ads and pay influencers and whatever else you may be doing. Everybody's not trying to go through the process. And look, being a lawyer is definitely a process. You got to start out, you know, as a, you know, just a... either a prosecutor working for the county or a public defender who doesn't make a lot of money. And the more you win cases and you get a higher either conviction rate or more cases you win on the defense side of things, that's when law firms might take notice and try to bring you in. But unless you're working for some big law firm, you're typically not making a lot of money as a lawyer. And this is a process that you got to go through of doing a lot of public defender cases, a lot of public work, as being a lawyer at first.
And you accept the facts of it.
Exactly. But instead they want to say there's no consequences.
This is the problem.
That's what, it just drives me mad. It's
the
like,
thing is, it's always like, you know, people will always come for people like you. And, you know, I'm only at 25K, so no doubt they'll come for me soon. But the point is that, like, they come after people like us and they say, oh, you're judging and you're putting yourself on a pedestal and all of this. And it's like, no. We're just asking to live in a world of truth.
Yeah, because that's the most important thing to me.
Yes.
It's like, what is true?
What's true?
And they want to lie to women so, like...
Let me tell you one thing that's true. Men don't value women the same way women value themselves. That's true. And it's not about his truth or her truth. It's about the truth.
They're constantly putting lies on
TV. And that's actually not kind.
It's not.
That's not kind to lie to people and to say that it's okay to live in delusion and that it's okay to live in a lack of accountability and lack of regard for reality. Because ultimately, that only leads down a path of destruction. So it's actually a lot kinder to admit the truth.
You know, I don't have a problem with people that want to live in delusion and a lack of reality and accountability. Just don't make me, you don't get to make me conform to your delusion and your lack of reality and a lack of accountability. You don't get to make me conform. You don't get to make me agree or accept your delusion and your non-reality.
For things, even if the truth makes you feel bad, because I'm sure her saying, look, I don't.
Oh, no, truth makes a lot of people feel bad. I just posted something on Facebook because I posted something about the Spotify royalty changes that's going to really screw over probably a lot of unsigned artists. And this guy's like, yeah, well, you know, all you do is post bad news and never the solutions. Well, you know, the game's to be sold, not told. And the music industry is not just full of good news. And, you know, I'm not in the good news business. I'm not in the only good news business. So there's that. I'm like, I'm all about, I always want to know what the truth is. I always, you know, strive for knowing the truth. Not what he thinks his truth is or she thinks her truth is, but what's the truth?
I don't have the work ethic or the ability to strive to be a lawyer. I'm sure that would probably make her feel a bit shit about herself. But the truth is she then protects other people from having to go down that route because people can then think about it.
Well, and then you can kind of adapt accordingly.
Yeah.
Like if you're important, I don't expect any guy to take care of you the rest of your life. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Great. But the odds are not in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You probably will not be happily married.
No.
So develop a plan and act.
Pearl said, if you're a whore, I do not expect a man to take care of you for the rest of your life. And I guess when a 15-year-old is out there calling grown women whores to their faces on a podcast, hey, it's open season, right?
Accordingly. I saw a video the other day of like a 92-year-old hooker.
Okay.
It was so weird to see this old lady like talk about all the shit.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what we used to call them. We used to call them hookers and prostitutes. Now we got to call them sex workers and escorts.
She used to do. It was so funny. And it was sort of like the way she was talking was so different than how the younger women talk.
Yeah.
Because she sort of was just like, yeah.
This
I was
it.
A whore.
Yeah.
There wasn't no, am I, was I, no. She's like, yup.
Yeah.
I did what I did. There were consequences.
Yeah.
That is it. And this is what Dutch Van says. He says, that's exactly right. It's all good when we are young and have the goods, but when you are no longer wanted as a nude, you will have to return to real life, but your nudes are out there still. What employer will hire you? What man will date you? A man doesn't want all of his friends looking at his girlfriend's nudes. And
you hear this with Mia Khalifa definitely having relationship problems because, you know, like now that anybody marries her, they're going to know like, yeah, you know, a lot of dudes used to bang your wife on camera. But unless you're Adam 22, you know, for you, that might be acceptable.
The other issue that I think we get, you do get women that it works out for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a couple examples. So that NBA player that went viral for his wife starting an OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
she's an NBA wife.
Right.
And that's Joe Smith, former NBA player. Also, he played for the Maryland Terrapins in college, and I think he was drafted by the Timberwolves.
Kim Kardashian was a famous rapper's wife.
Yeah.
And how many times on the show do bitches just bring up Kim Kardashian all the time? And they see it work out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at the exception, but they don't look at the rule.
Yes.
And
yeah.
even the exception, it still doesn't work out for them long term.
No.
Because long term, they still end up by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're too damaged to stay in the relationship. Kim Kardashian will die alone. Now, is she really going to be miserable as a billionaire? Meh, I don't know. That's speculative.
You could have worse problems.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is that is not what is going to happen to the average chick.
No.
The average chick will literally die alone.
Yeah, which is why it's not kind to not take accountability for the circumstances of your life, because then other people will see that and think that they can do the same, and then it's just a cycle that repeats.
Well, and think about the average OnlyFans model makes less than $500 a month.
The average OnlyFans model makes less than the average McDonald's employee.
No way. Wow. I never even thought of that. So
I think it's...
And that's another thing, like, you know, when people see somebody do something, you know, make it big on a platform or make money somewhere, everybody thinks they can do it. And OnlyFans is definitely oversaturated with a bunch of women throwing a content up there. But do they got enough consumer base and fan base? Do they got enough influence to draw, you know, enough people there to get thousands and thousands of dollars off of the content monthly? So, yeah, man, there's no retirement plan for OnlyFans. I don't know what the retirement plan is in porn. Like, is 401ks and porn and stuff like that more likely? I mean, they probably do got porn. I think they got porn unions, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, man, that lifestyle doesn't really produce long-term relationships.
It's in the States that statistic is from. I think it's in the States the average OnlyFans model makes less than $15 an hour, and I think that's about the average salary, the average wage for a McDonald's employee.
Wow.
But it's that idea of it's not actually about money. They always use this cope that, oh, I needed money, or they'll make up some reason why they were in these positions that was the last thing they could resort to. And it's like, no. You're missing out the part where you say you don't want to work. The issue is you don't want to have to go and work an 8-hour shift.
Well, I think that women would do it for free. I think they would do it for attention.
Women do. Look at their Instagrams.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the... But they look at Kim Kardashian, and Kim Kardashian got money, fame. She got all of this stuff. She got high net worth individuals wanting to marry her. And it's like, for every one Kim Kardashian there's, what, 1,000 women that it doesn't work out for? Yeah.
You know, this is the problem with what they're talking about. I'm not no relationship guru, but I am a single self-employed guru. And what I mean by that, like the lifestyle, like I know what this lifestyle brings. It's a warrior's path. And what is a warrior's path? It's a solitary path. It's a solitary path. What's a solitary path? It's a path where you're alone. You know, when you want to be an individual who focuses solely on your career, that's a warrior's path. Unless you got a team moving with you, you know, unless you're like a rapper with a team, but most people don't. They start out of the business, they start alone. They build this career alone. So it's a warrior's path. It's a solitary one. And it's a very lonely lifestyle. I work 7 days a week, not because I have to, but because I want to. I love to promote music for a living. I love creating the content. I love doing online promotions. I love everything about it. I love everything about it, you know. There's times I tell myself I'm going to sleep in and I never do. There's times I tell myself, hey, I just need to take a day off just because. Guess what? I never do. I work because I can and I want to. And it's a very lonely, solitary path. And it's really designed for men. It's really designed for men. And women who choose to follow that path, well, don't be surprised when you're, you know, they talk about it all the time in all these relationship things, but they always say about these women, they're going to be alone with their dogs. I mean, I live with me and my dog, man. It's me and my dog. Promote music every day, podcasting every day, you know, Paul Pickett Podcast, Dizzle Brand, Promo Palace, New Little Apparel, Fly for Fayette Now Podcast. Now you got the Circle Kings Podcast. You know, we just did the episode of that yesterday where we interviewed the female bare knuckle fighter. Yeah, like when you got all, you're doing all these things, you got all these things on your plate. Man, you ain't got time to sit down and eat dinner with a female unless she's coming over and cooking, you know, or she's just coming over for dinner. Like it's a warrior's path. It's a solitary path. It's a very lonely path. And if you women want to try to, you know, say, I want to be a boss bitch and I want to focus on my career, well, just know the consequences is you could be living with your dog alone like me. But, you know, if you enjoy what you do, you could still love what you do. And that's the thing. You got to enjoy what you do. Most of these people, when these go for these careers, they're going for these careers because they make this money, guap. It doesn't necessarily mean they enjoy what they do or they love what they do. Getting paid to promote music and just getting paid to promote and market and advertise in general is a very passionate business to me. You know, and it's a necessity. Everybody who has a dream in life that's trying to bring it to reality needs some form of marketing and advertising and promotions. I am a necessity to everybody else's dream. My dream is a necessity to everybody else's dream, if that makes any sense. My dream of building an empire as big as I can is a necessity to everybody else's dream because I am in an advertising and marketing business. I am in the let's run YouTube ad business. Let's pay TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, Facebook influencers, YouTube influencers, ads. I'm in the ads and influencers business. And a little bit of DJs here and there, but DJs don't got a lot of influence. Not no more. Only a few DJs got influence. Very few, you know. And record pools don't really got influence. Email blast companies don't got influence really no more. A lot of these blogs don't really got a lot of influence. It's really about ads and influencers. And really influencers because that's why it's called influence. But, yeah, man, my man, 15-year-old, man, I mean, like, yo, he said, can you read? Okay, you can't read 10 books. You ain't read 10 books. Hey, you read 3 books. And she says, Game of Thrones, like probably Lord, she was going to say Game of Thrones, like Lord of Rings and Harry Potter. And she said the series. Like, I watched the series. Like, that doesn't equate to you reading a book. I watched the series, you stupid bitch. We all watched the series. Did you read the books? You know? And I'm not going to say I'm the biggest book reader, even though I got a few books over there. I got a Communist Manifesto and The Art of War, Self Perseverance, I think it is, or Self Independence. I got a few books over there and whatnot. But most of my information that I gather is on Google. Like she said, let me go on Google. Let me go on Google so you can believe me. Like, damn. No, it's not that we don't believe you. We believe that you watched the series. We don't believe that you read any books. Oh, man, that shit was hilarious. My man said, you know, you just saying shit just to sound intellectual shit. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Once again, I'm out.